Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. It's September. School has started for most kids, and fall is just around the corner, which means everyone is pretty much thinking the same thing. What's so great about pumpkin spice? And isn't it a tad early for Halloween decorations? But also, when is season 6 of the Story Pirates podcast coming out? Well, lucky for you, I have answers to all 3 of those questions. Not much, yes, and October 19th. That's right, the Story Pirates podcast is coming back October 19th with a brand new season full of adventures in good old New York City, plus a whole slew of new special guests and, of course, brand new stories and songs written by kids from around the world. We are so excited to be back! And to get ready for our big return, we'll be taking the next few weeks off to prepare. We'll miss you when we're gone, but rest easy, knowing that when we're back, it's going to be, as they say, epic. You'll hear us again the first week in October with a couple of episodes from our Halloween series, Spooky Season, and then season 6 starts on Thursday, October 19th. What will we get up to in New York City? Where will we live while the ship is in a tow yard? And most importantly, how many egg sandwiches will Peter eat from his local bodega? The answers to all of those questions and more will be coming at ya October 19th, along with the brilliant imaginations of kids everywhere. And speaking of that, now is a great time for you to send us your stories. Grown-ups, as always, you can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. And now, as we get ready for season 6, I thought it might be fun to share a couple of my favorite deep cut stories from season 5. Specifically, the stories Now We're Cooking with Butter and Cicada Party. Enjoy, and we'll see ya in a few weeks. Bye!
Hi, my name is Oliver. I'm 10 years old. I live in Pennsylvania, and this is my story, Now We're Cooking with Butter.
We couldn't think of a concept for a show that could be better, so here it is, Now We're Cooking with Butter show!
Hello, all you butter lovers out there, and welcome back to Now We're Cooking with Butter Show, the show where we just use butter. Before we meet this week's contestants, let's say hello to our judges. Judge number one, tell us, what are you hoping to see today?
Well, host, I'm hoping our contestants just use butter.
Well, that is the only requirement, so here's hoping. Let's say hello to our next judge. Judge number two, what will you be looking for from our contestants today?
I'm mainly going to be judging their dishes based on whether or not they're made of butter.
Makes sense. And finally, our third and final judge, La 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 La, the singing one.
I'm hoping to see lots of butter, yeah.
Oh, me too, La 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 La, me too. All right, now it's time to bring out this week's contestants. As always, they have no idea what they're doing here, but they're about to find out. Let's bring out our chefs, Mark and Rachel!
Whoa, whoa, what's happening? Is this a game show?
I have the same questions.
Welcome, chefs, to Now We're Cooking with Butter Show. Today, you will be preparing a unique dish for our panel of judges.
Oh, well, I am a chef, so this should be fun.
Yeah, what a relief.
The only rule is that you have to use butter.
No, that shouldn't be hard. I use butter in pretty much everything.
Me too, in fact—
And nothing else!
I'm sorry, what?
You have 5 minutes to complete your dish.
Did you say only butter?
We'll be right back.
Do you love butter?
Butter.
Then you'll love butter.
But how does it butter?
It's easy. It's butter.
I butter?
Try some.
Butter!
You're eating butter.
That's the butter.
Butter. It's butter.
Butter, it's butter, 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 butter.
It's butter.
Butter.
And welcome back to Now We're Cooking with Butter Show! Let's check in with our contestants. Mark, how is your dish coming along?
Well, I've only been given a few minutes to think, and I'm not sure if I really have an idea.
Ooh, that buzzer means that time is up.
What?
Mark, please present your dish to the judges.
Okay. So I made a butter soup with butter vegetables, which is simply a bowl of melted butter next to some butter shaped like vegetables.
Mmm, dude, I like all this butter texture.
Yes, I know. All I had was butter.
Hmm, nice butter flavor, Mark.
Again, all that I had to use in my fridge was butter.
Yum, this is really good! La 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 la, butter!
Okay, I gotta say, this is getting pretty annoying. Like, literally, all you guys talk about is butter.
Well, it certainly is butter. Next, let's check in with our other contestant, Rachel. Rachel, please present your dish for the judges.
Okay, I made butter cupcakes with butter sprinkles, which is just rounded blocks of butter with cold butter shavings on top. So, it's butter.
Nice going with that butter flavor. Mwah.
All I had at my station was butter.
Texture, on the other hand. I'm joking. It's great butter texture.
You know my station was only supplied with butter, right?
These cupcakes are really sugary. Emma, that I mean buttery. La la la.
Again, same thing as that Mark guy. All I had was butter.
All right. Before we find out our scores, let's take another commercial break. We'll be right, butter.
Am I losing my mind?
In a world of butter.
Butter, butter, butter!
A butter will rise.
Butter, butter, butter.
To defend butter.
Butter, butter.
With butter.
Butter!
Oh, butter.
Butter!
Butter!
From Butter Butter Productions, it's Butter, the Butterer. Coming to a butter near you, rated butter for butter.
And welcome back to Now We're Cooking with Butter Show.
What is going on?
Stop saying butter!
Contestants, now it's time to find out your scores. La 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 la, will you please tell us what was Mark's score?
25.6 out of 30!
I don't... Oh, that actually sounds pretty good.
And tell us, what was Rachel's score?
24.4 out of 30.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Rachel. Butter luck next time.
It was just butter!
Well, folks, we've reached the end of the show.
Okay, this is outrageous. I demand that you let us go.
I still don't know how we got here, but we've had enough.
And as always, both of our two contestants will receive a fantastic prize.
Oh, yeah. Let me guess. Butter?
Yeah.
$2,500.
Yeah, that's what I... Wait, what?
Until next time, this has been Now We're Cooking with Butter. Show.
Butter, 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 butter,
butter, butter, butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter, butter,
butter,
butter,
butter, butter, butter,
butter, butter, butter,
butter, butter,
butter, butter,
butter, butter,
butter,
butter,
butter, butter,
butter,
butter,
butter, butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter, butter,
butter,
butter,
butter,
butter, butter, butter, butter, butter, butter, butter, butter,
butter, butter, butter, butter, butter, butter, butter, butter, butter, butter, butter,
butter, butter, butter, butter, butter. Hey, grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Hi, my name's Johnny. I'm 5 years old, and I live in New Jersey. This is my story, the cicada party.
Happy birthday, dear Zach. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah!
Thanks, everybody, and thanks for coming to my pool party to check out our new pool.
Cannonball!
Hey, nice jump there, Jimmy.
Whoa, quick, Zach. Blow out your candles.
Wow.
So good.
What'd you wish for, birthday boy?
Well, Aunt Linda, they say not to speak your wishes out loud, but that seems totally against my philosophy of manifesting, so I'm going to share. I wish for a...
Dad, what is that sound?
Oh, that's just a cicada, Zach. Nothing to be scared of. You've never heard them before because they only come out every 17 years. And going by the number on your cake, you're only 10.
What's a cicada? They're giant bugs that come up out of the ground. Look over there by the tree. It looks like one little cicada is emerging and a bunch of its friends are waiting to greet it.
Like it's having its own birthday party?
Good one, Zach. But cicadas don't party. Now, who wants cake?
Oh, I'll take some cake.
Just like your waters.
Happy birthday, dear cicada. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks, everyone. Roger, is that you? It's me, Lucy.
Lucy. Oh, wow.
You look different out of your exoskeleton.
I know. Check out my new wings.
I can't wait to fly.
Oh, our wings aren't just for flying. Stephanie, would you do the honors?
Sure. A 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is she making that music with her wings?
Wings not only let us fly, we use them to make
the sickest beat.
It sounds incredible.
It sounds awful. These cicada noises are ruining my party.
Aw, come on, buddy. They're not that bad. Hey, why don't you open your next present? It's from me.
Okay. Whoa! Oh my gosh, it's a drone! Oh, thanks, Aunt Linda. I can't believe you got me this.
I can't believe you got him this, especially after we discussed that you shouldn't.
Happy birthday, Zach.
Awesome. A cicada just landed on my drone!
Zach, you dropped the package! What if it's ruined?
And that is why we don't buy 10-year-olds expensive gifts, sis.
I don't want to touch it if one of those gross bugs was on it.
Oh, great.
Where did that cicada fly off to?
Did you see that?
That was amazing, Elaine. That kid dropped the package right when you landed on it.
You're fearless. I never turn down a dare.
Wow, I wish I could do something really brave like you, Elaine. Somebody dare me to do something. I want to try.
I got a challenge for you.
Nils?
That's Nils. He's kind of the cool cicada around here.
Yeah, I figured.
Lucy, I dare you to jump off the diving board.
Whoa!
Oh, I see.
Lucy doesn't have to jump off the diving board just because you dared her.
Of course not. I'm just saying, it would be a pretty brave thing to do.
Everyone, enough with the dares. The vibe is off, and we gotta get it back. Stephanie, drop that beat again. Let's dance our tails booties off.
Rock out, rock out, rock out, rock out.
Dad, Aunt Linda, the cicadas are swarming everywhere. They're ruining my party. People are leaving, and there's still half a cake left. This is the worst. Oh.
Okay, now don't melt down, Zach. It's all right. They're just bugs.
How are they getting this loud?
Here, I got one of those new flashing LED camping lights that are supposed to keep bugs away. Let's try it out. All right, and there. Let's see how the cicadas like that.
Everyone, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
The light show is intense.
I'm eating.
What is that thing called?
I think it's
the cake. The cicadas are eating my cake.
Oh, shoot, cicadas, get out of the cake. It's okay there, buddy.
Why would the cicadas ruin my party? Are they bullying me? Should I be scared?
No, Zach. They just wanted to join your birthday party.
What? He doesn't need to be scared.
I don't understand how that works.
Hear me out. They're eating birthday cake and dancing around you. If that's not a party, then I don't know what is. And I do...
Look!
Huh?
There's a cicada on the diving board. What do you think it's doing?
Thank you for your silence, everyone. Nils challenged me to jump off the diving board, and I admit, I was scared when he first brought it up. But that was 5 minutes ago, which is like 20 years ago in cicada time.
Yeah, exactly.
I've grown a lot
lot since shedding my exoskeleton. And maybe a part of me is still scared. But a bigger part wants to feel what it's like to jump off a diving board into this pool. Because I want to. Not because Nils dared me to. Honestly, Nils, this isn't even about you. It's about me and having the ultimate good time at our cicada party. Here I go. One, yeah!
Look, there it goes off the diving board.
Can cicadas swim?
I did it!
Yeah!
Wow!
Yes!
You did it!
Oh, that's awesome.
You
can do that. That's epic.
Now you're the cool cicada.
I guess they can swim. Oh, wow. Now they're all jumping off the diving board into the pool.
Dad, Aunt Linda.
What is it, buddy?
In all my 10 years of life, I never thought I'd see hundreds of cicadas jump off a diving board into our pool. And I gotta say, it has made my birthday the best birthday ever!
Oh, that is so sweet. Happy birthday, Zach.
Amazing dive out there, Lucy.
Thanks. This is an awesome party. It's, like, so good. I'm getting kind of emotional.
Now, don't be sad. We'll be back in 17 years.
What?
Exactly. Why do you think we party so hard when we come out?
Yeah!
What do you